Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you've been, that's the way I see it. I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
And welcome to Mega News Nation on this Monday night with Virgil Spraggers, Chris the Hood, myself, Rear Bernard, and Hurricane Ann, who's here with us tonight. And we are going to do a special show tonight, so y'all hang in there because we got an introduction we're going to bring in. Guys, how you doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was pretty good. Quiet, restful, got full. Didn't do a whole lot of anything else, man. I didn't even put pants on Saturday.
Right. Well, I couldn't even get mine on, man. I got too fat. So, but anyhow, Ann was helping me out today, and we got a special introduction from one of LaVoy's last words that was put together through some songs that Flora and her sisters put together. And I was actually listening to it, and I love it and everything. So it's 12-minute long, so we're going to do that here in a little bit. Ann, tell us how you doing, honey, sweetheart.
Hey, hi, Virgil. Hi, Russell. Hey, Joseph. Good to be back home. Sorry that me and Russell ran away. We've been hanging out at my wolf den. Me and Russell hiding out at the wolf den. Thanksgiving went good. I had it with our family. We're not locked down here in Texas. And came in and slept the rest of the day after eating all that food. I was pretty worthless after all that food. It was good. Hope y'all had a nice Thanksgiving.
Oh, we did.
Well,
Well, Susan and I ate the Thanksgiving special at the Petro. We was on the road. So, but we made the best of it. We made the best of it. That's about all I can say.
Right, right.
Well, as you all know, the anniversary of the, the Oregon standoff is coming up here in about 2 months and everything. And we're going to be doing a special all week on this. And we got John Hancock, who's going to be calling in, who's one of the occupiers. And hopefully Jeanette calls in, because we're going to have calling in as well. Anne, why don't you fill us in? I mean, what's been going on with your part and everything?
Okay. Well, for you listeners, I'm sure a lot of you remember me for being part of this show. I'm over at Wolfpack Radio now, and that's here on Blog Talk, blogtalkradio.com/WWG1WGA, which stands for When We Go One, We Go All. That's my podcast. And then over on YouTube, I'm on Wolfpack Radio, and that's Pack is spelled PAQ. And Wolfpack Radio, and there's some really good stuff over there, and it's you'll like it. It's different. And so that's all I've been doing is pretty much working on my videos, and I've been doing a lot of I did some interviews for my last video that came out. It was pretty good, and it was over from Europe, and so it was pretty cool being interviewed from Europe, you know?
Right, right. Can't be any better than that. So,
yeah,
well, that's for me. I've been doing lots of restructuring and stuff and everything and trying to figure out, you know, what's true, what's not true. And I tell you, it's all this stuff is it's mentally draining to you, to the mind. I tell you.
I don't know, man. Me and Russell have been putting out some cutting news over on Wolfpack Radio. We have been on it. We've been watching it and getting putting it out. We've been like jamming on that show over there. We've been Victoria, my friend Victoria.
Oh,
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, we've been putting out some good intel, though.
Right, right. So, but anyhow, why don't I go ahead and I'll play this introduction. This introduction is like 12 minutes long, and this is some of LaVoy's last words that was put together, and it was well done. It was very well done the way they put this together and everything. And as stuff, so I'll go ahead and play that if you want to take a quick break.
Yeah, put this together.
So here we go. And by the way, this is Sarah and her sisters that are singing in this. So here we go.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty, slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me?
And it may cost you everything, but that's okay. I want to kind of end a little bit with a story. Christmas morning, Christmas Eve, there was a gentleman that I have great respect for called George Washington. He crossed the Delaware with his soldiers, and he took on the Hessians, the British Hessians, and you know, he lost not one soldier to the armed conflict. There was 150 that were wounded, but he did lose two that died before they even got there. Two men froze to death before they arrived there. And the bloody foot tracks could be traced in the snow. Now, why is my life more valuable than their life? They gave their all. Didn't even get the chance to fire their musket. They died frozen. I'm sure they had loved ones, mothers, fathers, probably children, that their dreams were cut off. But they gave their all for this freedom. Why do we reap the fruits and rewards of their sacrifices, and then when it comes down to this time that we don't stand up, will you be able to hold your head up? Will I be able to hold my head up when we meet together? If I don't stand, I can't. They gave everything, and so many people have given everything. It's time to stand. I want anybody that hears this, please pull your courage to the sticking point. Strengthen resolve. Stiffen your back. Let's stand. It may cost you your life. That's okay. I just, like I said to that cowboy, we all die, you know, die for something good. Let your children, your posterity, know where you stood, where you stand. Don't disappoint or your ancestors. This is the day, the time.
Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree?
This is a boy friend come. I am here at the Harney County Resource Center, formerly known as the Mollier Wildlife Resource National Refuge, and it is now the Harney County Resource Center. This is January 15th, about 7:45, and it has been about 13 days since the Hammonds have been in prison unjustly. And that was the match that struck the fuse that put a lot of this in motion. And so that is going to be forefront here in much of what we do. And it has been 13 days since we have occupied this as a peaceful place to work from to restore our Constitution. What I'm going to do is, America, is I'm going to give you a daily update from the inside here of what's going on, what we're doing, and try to get the message out in another venue here. And so, I hope you understand what this is about. This is about all of America. This is about our Constitution. It's about requiring our federal government to return to the confines of the law, to deal with the things of the national level, to allow the states to deal with the things of the states, and the counties to deal with the things of the county. To restore a Republican form of government. This land is special. This land needs to be free again. It cannot be free when our government has become lawless and they find no restrictions to their actions. They completely disregard the limits that we the people have put upon them, namely the Constitution. So we're requiring them to return to the confines of the law. Now, America, I want to speak to you a little bit more broadly. This fight is not just for the ranchers here that have been oppressed by the federal government in the destruction of their way of life, the ranches, the logging, but it's about every American citizen. It's about those of you who love this land. It's about those of you on the West Coast, the East Coast. Believe me that they are already restricting your freedoms in major ways. They're limiting access to land. Once they get the ranchers off, they will then get the hunters off, and then your access to freely move in this country, in this land, upon these public lands, will be more restrictive. Now, every day I will bring to you, maybe several times a day, anything that I feel is breaking and pertinent. And so that's what I'll do. You can follow this here on my YouTube channel and also probably on the webpage, One Cowboy Stand for Freedom. Maybe I could just go back and explain how the day it was that we got here and how it happened, because I was one of the first ones that pulled in here. We came up here on that day to do a peaceful support march for the Hammond family before they were thrown into prison, not once but for a second time for the same charges. And the hour before the rally, Hammond Bundy and pulled us aside with a group of residents, a group of people who came up to support, and he took the time to go through the litany of all the things he did to get redress for the Hammonds, and it was extensive and over a considerable period of time. And he was completely ignored. He had tens of thousands of signatures turned into Judge Grassley. Judge Grassley's simple comment, not to him, but to the world, was, these are just crazies. Well, once the ability to get redress from our elected officials, this is what failed. This is what Ammon said. He said, and I'll paraphrase it because I'm just doing what I remember. He said, I feel very strongly that if we allow to go unchecked this persecution of the Hammond family and do nothing about it, it will become the new normal for American citizens. So America, this is about your freedom, about having justice, equal under the law. And he said that we have to do more than just hold signs and peacefully march. Those are basically my words. But he laid out the plan an hour before the march to say we need to come here and occupy this resource center, this wildlife refuge that the federal government has placed here. He said that this is the place of which they base out of, that they've used to destroy many of these ranchers and these ranching families. And that, so we left. I left with Ryan Bundy. Ammon did the march with Ryan Bundy and a handful of others, and we drove out here. And I want you to know that as we came out here, there was a lot of thoughts going through my mind. There's a term called crossing the Rubicon. None of the generals in Rome were to cross the river, the Rubicon, and go at the head of their armies. But when Caesar crossed the Rubicon at the head of his army, there's no turning back. And I thought to myself, I've not yet crossed the Rubicon. I've not yet walked in and seized this federal facility. And as I thought upon this, I said, once I do that, there'll be no turning back. And as I pondered, I was driving, I was a rear guard, and we went across this great flat of frozen water and snow. There up ahead was a bald eagle, a large, beautiful bald eagle sitting on the fence post, watching us coming. As we passed, it lifted off and flew. And I said to myself, this is not about cows and grass. It's about freedom. And so I crossed the Rubicon. I'm all in. And so it is time to require our federal government to return to the confines of the law, to uphold the 10th Amendment, to put the states, allow the states to function in their proper role, to allow the county governments to function in their proper role. And so this is what we're doing, and I will keep updating you there on my webpage, One Cowboy Stand for Freedom. If any of you have questions, you can post them there, and I can try to answer them. If I can get a chance, I'll do my best. But I'm going to keep you updated with what we're doing. Yesterday, Ryan Bundy and myself left, slipped out of here, actually 2 days ago, and went to another state, another county that is very strongly being pressed, not near as bad as here, but is ready to stand up and to ask the federal government to leave their county. And so we were there to support and encourage that from happening, to happen. A very good meeting, some very good people. This is not to stop. This resource center is very symbolic. It is like their fortress, which they operated out of for many years and seized the resources of Harney County. We have now occupied their fort, and we're not giving it back. It goes to Harney County. This facility, this compound, does not return to the federal government. It is the state of Oregon. It is the Harney County's resource center. And here we are to help the Harney County citizens reclaim their right to access to the resources of their land. There's many particulars that I can go into, which I will not at this time, but I'll try to feed those out to you maybe several times a day, maybe once a day, but to keep you updated. Thank you very much, and this is Roy Finnick. I'm reaching out to you, America, asking you to stand up, uphold the Constitution, uphold the rule of law, and we shall catch you in a little bit. Thank you.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Wow. That was pretty powerful. What did you guys think?
I liked it. That was really good.
Yeah, it was. I love that, Ann. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I think that kind of reminds me of what's going on now with this pandemic, so-called pandemic. You know, our county's being shut down. We're being restricted. Doesn't it seem like that to you guys?
Well, yes, it is to a certain degree, but LaVoy, of course, I didn't know him as well as you guys did, but LaVoy rose not so much out of wanting to be a leader. He has a natural born leadership. And he was the type of person that people naturally would follow.
Right.
I think he was headed down the right road. I think he was misled badly by some people that he trusted. Tactics were horrible on that fatal evening and stuff like that. But anytime you have a natural-born leader like that rise up, you can almost take it to the bank that he will be taken out by the U.S. government. And that's what happened. He was a natural leader. People followed him. He's a man of faith. He stood on for what he believed in. And I think it became a priority for the powers that be to stop it.
And, you know, I know that I agree with you on that because, you know, one of the things I learned about LaVoy over the time that we got to know him is that not his strong leadership, but his faith in Christ. It was very powerful in that area. You know, that's one of the things I remember LaVoy on is his faith. What about you, Ann?
Sorry,
Ann, are you there?
I kind of missed that last question.
I said one of the things I remember LaVoy is his faith in Christ, and like Russell said, his leadership. And you know, you and I got to know him pretty good on that. I mean, what was your strongest opinion about LaVoy?
Well, you know, he was a male patron of the Mormon Church. So, I mean, he had a big responsibility with a big family, and he served a very respectable job there. And, you know, most of those guys there, they rotate in and out as bishop. So it's not somebody you just hire that comes in. So most of those male patriarchs like that have been bishop at one time, so I'm sure he probably was too, you know. So he had a lot of faith, and he loved his Constitution. He loved it.
Yeah, he did.
But he led by example. He was a gentleman, but he believed in, you know, if you had to do something, you had to do it.
Yeah, that was LaVoy. I mean, that you couldn't hold him back. I mean, if he saw a good cause, he'd be right there beside you, you know. So,
wow.
But what is your thoughts, Virgil?
Well, you know, the only thing I can remember about LaVoy is, you know, I know he was a sensible man, had a lot of horse sense, his heart was in the right place, but the main thing that I cannot get out of my mind, the picture I cannot get out of my mind, is that man being assassinated and his body falling in the snow. That is the main thing that I remember, and I will never forget that.
Right.
It was done in front of the entire nation, and there was minimal outcry because of it. There was no Senate Judiciary investigation. There was no outcry for this or that or protest or riots or anything. You know, and it brings back the memory from when I was a kid of watching on ABC World News Tonight when they showed the South Vietnamese chief of police taking a .38 snub nose and executing a VC terrorist in the middle of the streets of Saigon. And there was, oh my God, this is an outrage. We can't support a government that's doing this. We can't support a regime. I mean, that was no due process to that man. That man was just murdered in the middle of the street. And I'd like to ask America, what's the difference? What was the difference? What was the difference? Because LaVoy was a Christian, and this VC terrorist that mutilated and murdered an entire family, executed in the middle of the street. I mean, you know, if you're going to have outrage for that, where's the outrage for LaVoy?
Exactly.
You know, and here you got this, and people are just blind. They're just falling for this false flag, Corbett mess. We got an issue right here in Iberville Parish, right here at one of the schools, because of the social distancing and the mandates that they can have only so many people in an area. The kids from 9th grade to 12th grade at the school were forced to eat outside in the cold and rain today. Parents had to go get their kids because they were soaking wet from the rain eating outside at the cafeteria. They wouldn't let them in the cafeteria because they couldn't have so many people in there. You know?
And that's a form of communism. That's what's going on in all the states right now.
This is going on everywhere, and people just don't realize is that the same regime that assassinated LaVoy Finicum is fixing to retake power in this country.
Exactly.
In January.
No, they're not either.
Yes, they are.
Virgil. No, they're not.
No, it's not. No,
Joe Biden
it's not,
is not going to be president. Why don't you look and see what's going on? There's some stuff going on. He's not going to. It's not happening. They're even talking about CNN right now about the path for presidency for Donald Trump on CNN. I mean, they can't deny it anymore. There's a clear path. There's obvious fraud. And we've got the legislative forces have come together, the Senate and the House. A lot of these states are both red on the House. It makes you wonder why they have a blue governor. So now we know that it's voter fraud. Why you have this full Senate of red, full Senate of House and Senate, but yet one lone blue governor. And we're starting to be able to see real clearly where the fraud was at right now.
All right.
They overturned what these judges said, and the legislature and the Senate are going together, and they're going to be picking these electors, and they have the right to do that. Also in Michigan and these other states where they're so screwed up, they're not going to order a Supreme Court. So they're not going to order a recount, and it's going to go back into the House. We have – you get one vote per state, and we have 31 states. There is no way possible that Joe Biden
is
going to take our country back.
The next move right now I see, because they just had a hearing today, I think it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And – but Biden's already – he's picking – what Virgil is saying is that –
Y'all are all talking semantics. because in a fair and impartial and just even playing field of a system, number one, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now if we had that. Okay? You're talking about a judgment or a ruling or a verdict depending on a fair and just system. You do not have that in America today. You do not have that at all in America today. You cannot trust that Supreme Court. Even though it's a 6-3 conservative, you cannot trust that Supreme Court. They will turn on us just as quick as they turned on us in Roe v. Wade and other decisions. And they can just flat out refuse to hear it.
Well,
they
I don't know. We have, there's lots and lots of evidence out there, but here's the thing. And I agree with what Russell's been saying for the past several months. Nothing's going to get done. But I do see it going to the Supreme Court. After hearing what was out today and hearing today, you know, I was going to go to that, to
okay.
that level.
Let's get away from the Supreme Court, the investigations, and all of this other stuff. Let's look at other things behind the scenes that are going on. Okay? All right. For example, Ford Motor Company, which is one of the biggest opponents of the Trump administration. They have nothing that's nice to say about Donald Trump. Okay. Now, this new Green Deal, this is all part of the agenda. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Ford investing billions and billions of dollars in the manufacturing of electric-powered vehicles? Why are they doing that?
Okay.
Why is Jaguar and Mercedes-Benz and Volvo investing billions of dollars in these electric vehicles now?
Well, Virgil,
okay.
that has nothing to do with what's going on with the vote in any way, shape, or form. I've got strong confirmation on the things that are going on that I've been following closely that most people don't even realize that's going on. The servers that were retrieved by our smooth team have had analytics run on them. There were direct ties to China, to Russia, to Serbia, the United Kingdom, and Canada. All right, those votes were jacked. The evidence is there. We've got the video tape, and you've got to watch the activity that's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are people being taken to black sites. There are renditions going on at this point in time. It doesn't seem like anything's happening from the outside, and I still don't have a lot of faith in Bill Barr. I have zero faith in the FBI, but I do have faith in our military, and they are activated now. These raids and stuff that are going on aren't going through the intelligence agencies anymore. They're not going through the FBI. They're going straight through our special operations.
Can you please turn off your flat ground? It's like ruining the interview because it can't hear nothing. Who's got their stuff on? Turn it off. Thank you.
Something went dead there. Okay, so basically, I call them SMUs. It's SMU. Special Mission Units. They're the guys who made the raids on these servers and stuff. You have Marines. And these guys are la creme, so to speak. All right, you know, everybody's got, you've got your Recon, you've got your SEAL, you've got your Rangers, you got your Green Beret. And then, not to step on anybody's toes, you have your Delta Boys, all right? And they are the best, all right? And they're a conglomerate of all the services, all right? But it falls under an Army command. So if you're Delta, you're in the Army, whether you got this in the Marine Corps, the Navy, however you got this. Well, a step above that is you have these special mission units, okay? These guys work in the dark, completely covert. And there's a lot going on. There's been a lot of air traffic to and from Guantanamo Bay. There's been a lot of traffic going to and from the black sites where they, you know, baptize people in freedom and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes that nobody's seeing. It's been taken out of the hands of our intelligence agencies because Hasper is useless. We know Ray is. I believe the FBI is corrupt from the floor up. And I don't have any faith in the Department of Justice. Now, there's room for argument on that as far as Bill Barr goes. You know,
I think Bill Barr's
my opinion is $5.20 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. But I just, I'm just calling them how I see it. And there's a lot going on, and I don't think Trump is going to allow this to happen. I think if it doesn't work to the courts, I think the military is going to step in and start making some of these arrests and stuff.
Yeah, that's
people going, well, we've got to get our hands on the voting machine. We've got to get our hands on the voting machine. Well, you know what? While we're fighting to get our hands on those things, guess who got her hands on the Dominion voting machine, the smart vote machine? Somebody who's been working on it for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
Joe Jurgensen, the independent presidential candidate. Her team have got their hands on a Dominion voting machine. So what's coming there, I don't know, but I'm sure Sidney Powell's all over it. I have immense faith in that lady. I have immense faith in our president, and you just got to realize, this evil is way bigger than anyone ever imagined. But the thing of it is, this whole thing is fixing to collapse under its own weight. Because right now, I double checked the poll, and right now, and think of this, now let this first number sink in. 30% of Democrats now believe this election was rigged. All right? That's one out of three Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
75% of Republicans do. And independents are somewhere up around 60%, something like that. So this evidence coming out can't be denied. You're even seeing some of these propagandists on CNN and MSNBC. They're getting to where they can't deny these things. Now, they did a softball interview with the guy Trump hired, but, you know, there was no tough questions asked. So, you know, you got to remember.
And, boy, they're throwing the propaganda like crazy, if you all haven't noticed, especially against Powell right now and everything. And I've been watching it real close, and it's like when they're trying to, and Powell ain't going to do anything to jeopardize their name or anything like they're saying. That's the thing you got to look for.
Something is on your computer playing, and it's driving me crazy. That's all I can
hear.
That's
not me. Oh, it's not me. So I'm hearing. I can hear.
You don't hear that
in the background. Uh-uh.
No, there's. It sounds like.
It's not me. I got my. It's not me. I just unmuted.
Well, it's not me.
I'm sitting here in my bedroom and I don't even have pants on.
Really? Then why did it stop?
Yeah.
Somebody turned something off.
Right. That's real.
Sorry, I didn't
interrupt,
but it was driving me crazy.
That's all right. Well, it's real quiet where I'm at. I got everything turned off where I am, so I know it's not me. But, you know,
it's unusual. We don't have an echo.
That's right.
We don't have an echo right now.
Right. But Powell's not going to dirty her name. She's not going to say, oh, I got this. I got just to say it. If she's going to come after you, she's going to come after you hardcore. And I agree with Russell. She's going to use the military.
Well, just consider me the Doubting Thomas of the group. Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
Okay, so I was looking at Twitter, and at 7:49 p.m. it had breaking news about Sidney Powell, and I'll read you what he wrote. He said, Sidney Powell notes that while they were in the process of securing a restraining order from Judge Timothy Batten to prevent any of the machines, their data servers, software, et cetera, from being destroyed or removed, someone went down to the Fulton Center where the votes and Dominion machines were, claimed there was a software glitch, and they had to replace the software, and it seems they removed the server. It's important to point out that Governor Kemp was in a similar situation 3 years ago when he was the Secretary of State for Georgia. He was sued by a group of election reform advocates over significant concerns with election security and integrity, per the AP. The server in question made national headlines in June 2017 after a security expert disclosed a gaping security hole that wasn't fixed, 6 months after he reported it to election authorities. It goes on to note that the server's data was irretrievably erased after the lawsuit was filed. The Kennesaw State Election Center, where the server was wiped, answered directly to the then Secretary of State, Brian Kemp. Does this remind you of anyone? How about Hillary Clinton smashing all her cell phones and laptops and communication devices with a hammer and then using bleach bit to acid wash her emails?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps it reminds you of Andrew Weiserman and the entire Mueller team. And then it says, are you noticing a pattern here? Where is Bill Barr in the Department of Justice? Where is Chris Wray in the FBI? How long are we going to let these crooks get away with federal felonies trampling all over the rule of law and dismantling America from within? No more. God bless the heroes who are working tirelessly to ensure the bands of lawless criminals are held accountable for their illegal, immoral, and reprehensible actions. They got too far, desperate, and brazen in their actions, and they got caught. Transparency and prosecution awaits. But what he should have wrote was that military prosecution awaits. Because the whole thing is all laid out for military arrest. He's got Sidney Powell, who can do tribunals. He's got the Resurrection Act. He's got all his troops in place. He's with the saying that they're going to be distributing the virus where they can work with the National Guard. And he's got all of the DODs working with him. He's done fired everybody. He's done brought in Flynn and all Flynn's proteges. And he has literally activated General Flynn. General Flynn is activated, okay?
See?
General Flynn is activated. There's no fucking way that they're going to get our country, okay? This
and that is
happen.
The proof.
Joe Biden is not going in office.
Hey, well, that's the proof that I was saying. The military is going to step in.
1,900 military aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all even hear what he was saying? He didn't even mention all the fuel planes that we were tracking, that we were watching this guy track, monkey track. There's fuel planes everywhere, which means there's shit tons of fighter jets up there, okay? Right now in the air. It's been insane. Mm-hmm. Like Russell was saying, they're hitting these black ops, and there were some over there in Europe, too, so I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't in that. But like you said, they're going to Gitmo. They've got all these charters that they're taking from Fort Lauderdale to Gitmo, jumping down from Virginia. So you're seeing it happening. I'm seeing this going down, and so then I guess he's gonna. I guess he's getting on stage. So the minute that they announce that he's the winner, that's when they're gonna uprise.
and he's going to squish him. I think he's already squishing him now. I think he's going in and hitting all the heads of these snakes and these different things, you know, and taking off the heads of snakes, and that's what we're seeing.
Right. And that's why I'm saying the evidence is pointing that the military is going to step in, and it will happen. It's going to take time, but it's going to happen. I see it shaping up and forming.
Well,
it's not
going to
take time.
I had something very interesting just flash across one of my intel boxes that I was just taking a peek at. Has anybody seen the CIA director, Gina Haspel, lately?
She got taken to Gitmo. I heard she got taken to the waterboard.
That's
she got a
what I've
flight.
Yep.
And then they took her back after the rendition flight.
I didn't know if that was true or not. I heard about it.
Don't forget about Trump changing everything up, and now the special ops are their own little deal, and they don't want to report to the CIA or FBI. They know
right.
how to do that. They're pretty much reporting right up through to Ezra, and that means General Flynn. You know what I mean?
Right.
They took this
well,
off. They don't have any. They don't are cut out of the loop. And this raid
right.
to get this server was against CIA, and we lost 5 servicemen. Okay,
right.
They were Deltas, is what I heard.
Right.
They
and here's the thing.
CIA.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. If you remember, I said about a month or two ago that if Trump pardoned Flynn and got Flynn activated in there, that's when shit was going to go down. Well, now that Flynn's activated, we're going to see shit go down. You know?
And they brought
and,
Ezra. Ezra's his protege, and Ezra's probably key. Flynn and Ezra
right.
are probably, and Trump are key.
And speaking of fuel planes, I've been seeing a lot of, because I live right by an airbase right over here, and I've been seeing a lot of fuel planes taking off lately. So I can confirm that. There's a lot of activity in there and everything. So, but I got a message from Sahira. She's told me to tell you all hi. She's not home, and she's on the
Hello.
Road. So she sends her love. So, but. I don't know, guys. It's gonna be like a pressure cooker. It's gonna blow once it reaches its point. And
well, what I'm hearing is that Haspel has flipped for lighter sentence, and she's now cooperating with that. Like I said, we lost 5 guys. Of course, the CIA put out a cover story that they were killed in a helicopter crash. It was five of our smooth guys and 1 CIA officer. And Haspel was injured doing that. And as I said before, those servers were in CIA safe houses. So, I mean, the CIA is complicit in this up to their eyeballs, and so is the FBI. I mean, you know, they spent on Hunter Biden's laptop for a year and never
right.
did anything or said a word. So they're
I was hearing, too, that the NSA is involved, possibly going down because they opened – doing some research on this, and it's called Pandora's Box, and they've been involved with this Dominion programming and all this propaganda stuff that we're seeing and everything. So don't be surprised. I mean, we're going to see all federal levels come crumbling down. That's corrupt. I mean, I think we're going to see it. You know,
I'm going to be the doubting Thomas of the group. I'm going to say when I see it, then I'll believe it.
Right.
I'm going to sit up on the bench like a judge. Okay. Because of the past criminal record of this government, you know, I am not going to believe that there is going to be an even playing field, an even fair justice system. That, who's got the video game tone on?
Sorry, that was Sahara texting. That was Sahara texting me.
Can you mute that? That is very irritating.
Yeah, hold on.
But I'm not, because I'm like this. You know, if I feel the need to ask if I can trust my government, I'm not going to ask anybody but the Indians. Okay? So there you go. I mean, when I see it, when I see this, and it comes on, and it's headlines all on the paper, election reverse, Trump wins second term and all of this, then I'll believe it. Then I'll believe it. But right now, because of this government's past treachery, tyranny, terrorism toward the American people, this just shredding of the Constitution, all of the rhinos that are in here, you know, that are not coming out and raising hell and wanting to see people's heads on a silver platter behind this shit, you know, I'm going to be the Doubting Thomas. I'm going to believe it when I see it.
What do you
think?
Well,
I'm just... Well, just from watching the intel and tracking what's been going on, I mean, the outward appearance, because there's such a media blackout on it, and secondly, some of this stuff wouldn't be available to normal channels anyway, but there is a whole lot going on, and the pardoning of Flynn, the 11 command officers that Trump fired, taking the FBI and the intelligence agencies out of the loop with this new special ops command, are very, very, very big things, okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very big thing, and...
Did y'all see that this thing that said Gina Haspel was found dead? Is that a fake site or something?
What's the site called?
There's all kind of reports on it that she's dead, that she was whisked away from Germany to Gitmo, and now she's cooperating, and another thing, she was given a military tribunal and executed. There's all kind of conflicting reports coming out about it, man. There's all kind of things.
CIA director found dead from natural causes. Shock at Langley right now, as this has just circulated around D.C. about an hour ago. Now it's going viral in government circles, but there's currently a strict news blackout. Huh.
What's the site called, Ann?
It's one of my friends on Twitter.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna tell you, because there's all kinds of stuff like Virgil said that's floating around. Who knows?
That's the first time I saw that one, so that's why I had to interrupt. I was like, hold my beer, hang on a minute, what the hell?
Right.
Okay,
but,
listen. This is what's going on. Can I ask, you know, we were talking about LaVoie earlier, right? So we kind of got off subject. But, you know, and LaVoie was from Arizona. So Governor Ducey, who's a Republican, has come out and certified Biden's win while they're having this hearing going on with Rudy Giuliani, putting all this evidence forward. While they're having this hearing, the governor comes on, Governor Ducey, and certifies Biden's win in Arizona and announces that he's going to sign a document today so that the senator-elect Mark Kelly, who's a Democrat, can be sworn in as swiftly as possible. They're talking about swearing him in on Wednesday. And then the Senate for Arizona is going to be 52 Republican, 48 Democrat. And then Trump was asking, why is he rushing to put a Democrat in office? You know, especially with some horrible things concerning voter fraud are being revealed at this hearing going on right now. That's what Donald Trump tweeted. And he's like, Republicans will long remember. So you've got
Governor Ducey acting just like, you know, John Edwards. You know, he's been flipped or turned or been bought or what the hell. So I'm thinking, you know, we were listening to Lavoie Pence and the example that he led. And, you know, if we could stand up anywhere, I wouldn't mind standing up in Arizona for Lavoie. I know if he would have been in Arizona, he would have been standing there, you know, protesting or doing something, you know. And so I just kind of weird that, you know, this went on that you did Lavoie today and that this stuff just happened to happen today in Arizona. So I just I wanted to bring that to y'all's attention because I thought that was kind of serendipitous, you know.
Right, right. Well, again, it's faith. I mean, you know, I was thinking back when we had Lavoie on, I think it was on the third show, and the show blacked out. We had a media blackout that night, if you remember. And all blog talk went down. And me, Lavoie, I called Lavoie up. And he said, "Let's say a prayer, William." I said, "Okay." So we prayed over the phone. He says, "Now, just hang up and call in, then I'll call in behind you." Sure enough, I called in. Lavoie called in. You called in. And we were the only ones playing on the air on blog talk radio that whole night. You remember?
Never forget that. It was a miracle.
You know, and it was like it was just for him that night, you know.
Yeah,
and
it should have never happened. There's no way that it even makes sense that Blog Talk is down, and yet our channel is the only channel out of how many that broadcast when the whole Blog Talk was down. So I don't know. It was just kind of a sign to me, like, you know, to really.
Yeah.
You know.
It was. I was remembering that, and you know, because I was messaging a lot of my friends that were on Blog Talk that had their own shows that said, "No, we're all still down." And I said, "Well, that's strange because we're up. We're up and running." You know, so, but, you know, we got pretty close to Lavoie, and I got real close to him as we were getting to know him, and me and Lavoie talked on and off the show. And in fact, Lavoie was going to help my son out. As you know, back then my son was pretty much of a drug addiction and stuff, and we were planning to ship my son over there. Lavoie was going to take him in and help him out, because that's what Lavoie does. He helps out troubled kids, you know, and everything. And before we could set it up, he was killed that night, that morning, and everything. But I tell you, you know. What I heard tonight, the restrictions, you know, us being held prisoners in our own homes with this fake pandemic. The pandemic's real, don't get me wrong, but the numbers are fake. They're not telling the truth about all that and everything. So, you know, we're being held as political prisoners in our own home.
People are all right, here's the thing. People are being tested, and they're being tested, and they're calling it a positive test because it's showing positive for exposure. Mm-hmm. Exposure. But these death rate numbers are entirely false.
Exactly.
They're entirely false.
And this is also flu season. And if you're going
because here's the way it's going. Here's the way it's going, people. If you're admitted into the hospital, okay, with like a fluid buildup in your chest, I've had this happen to me twice already. This cardiofarction. Or attempted, fluid builds up in your chest and it gathers around your heart, makes it hard for your heart to breathe, and they have to give you that LASIK shot, and it gets rid of the fluid out of your body. Okay, if these people go into the hospital and they die, and they test for exposure to COVID-19, well, the death is ruled COVID-19. It doesn't matter what you're going in for. You know, you could die during chemotherapy. If you tested positive for exposure to COVID-19, they're putting the death down as COVID-19. That is where these death numbers are coming from. Nobody is dying, you know, from respiratory failure or pneumonia or anything like that anymore. It's all because, I mean, the hospital is corroded with COVID-19. I don't care how well you disinfect it. You've been around people. You're going to test positive for exposure. But people are just so stupid. They're saying, oh, well, the COVID numbers are going to quarter million people. You know? But a lot of these deaths are not connected to COVID-19 other than the test showing exposure. How come if there is such a death rate, if this is so deadly, how come 3 million truck drivers that are traveling all over this country, all over these so-called red states that's flaring up with this, how come 3 million truck drivers have been dropped dead already?
Right.
Here's the thing.
I mean, I've not seen one that's at a fuel island putting fuel in his truck all of a sudden drop dead from COVID-19. I haven't seen any dead bodies.
Right.
And I go all over this country.
Right. And here's the thing. I can confirm this because I have my roommate's daughter-in-law works at the hospital. She said what's happening, the reason why these hospitals are overflowing, they're bringing them in from Arizona, El Paso, and other states. It's not the city itself. It's them bringing in these people from other states. That's overflowing the hospital capacity. You know?
The mayor of El Paso on CBS this morning, a few days ago. And he's making it sound like everybody in Paso is falling dead in the streets from the thing he's given us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about these businesses in California. Tommy Lauren's report, Final Thought, she is bringing out all of this stuff with these Democrats. They're trying to kill these remaining mom and pop businesses that are barely hanging on right now, with this canceling Christmas BS, and the mayor in New Orleans and the governor here in the state of Louisiana. Well, it hasn't even come around. I mean, they haven't even distributed out the vaccine. They're already talking about canceling Mardi Gras. In New Orleans next year. Yeah, they're already talking about that. And that's a lot of people's money for entire year. So
right.
I mean the truck drivers I talked to done already made it clear. You know, 90% of them are not gonna take this vaccine. They're not gonna take it. They're not gonna take it. And what we're expecting is this, that the federal government is going to try and say, okay, like Russell has said, you know, show your papers that you have taken the vaccine or we're going to suspend your CDL license.
They're already doing that here in New Mexico, brother. If you come to the
they cannot suspend your CDL. The state of New Mexico cannot suspend your CDL license. Your CDL license is federally controlled through federal motor carrier safety regulations.
And here's the thing, at the airport,
what they're afraid of they're going to try to do is that if you don't have your vaccine, they're going to try and get federal motor carrier to suspend your license until you show proof that you've got the vaccine. And if they try that, let me tell you something. Y'all better get to the store and buy you a bunch of groceries, because I'm going to tell you something. They ain't much going to move in this country if they try that shit.
Well, you know, and I can tell you, Lawrence, like here in New Mexico, our that our lunatic governor came up with a plan to reopen the state county by county. And you got to be in the red or you got to be in the green in order to open up. But in order to travel out of state through the airport, you got to show your papers that you got a vaccine. Or,
how
you know,
can
you
they do that? How can they do that when nobody's got the vaccine, Joseph?
I know. This is why I said our governor's a nutball case, you know, and everything. But, you know, and we already know Russell's right, 100%. Show your papers before you go into the store. Show your papers before you go to work. Show your papers for anything, you know.
Well,
that's,
actually,
that's what,
the way I think it's going to go down, all right? Well, now that's provided. Okay. Well, you see, that's based on a lot of nonsense. I really don't think President Trump has bought into this thing. I think that's what the people want to hear, and I think that I think he's just kind of riding along with it. But should something go haywire or whatever, I don't think that. Now, if the Democrats are in power, they'll try to do it through a federal mandate or federal law or something like that, but. If Trump stays in power, I'm going to tell you how they're going to do it. They're going to go to these big companies. And what do companies do? They follow each other around like a herd of fucking sheep. One of them goes off the cliff, the next one follows right over the edge with them. So they'll get these big companies, your Costco's, your Amazon's, your
Walmart,
Sam's, you know, just pick a big nationwide chain or whatever like that. They're going to make it mandatory for their employees. Well, if you're going to work for us, you have to be tested and you have to have your papers. And the rest of these companies are going to follow suit. I think somewhere down the line, you're going to see OSHA get involved. You see, you got to remember, these companies, these agencies, ATF is infamous for it, OSHA, and I'm sure y'all could name one or two others yourselves and stuff like that. They write these regulations.
Exactly.
They're officials, they're bureaucrats, they're deep state. They write these regulations on all this different stuff. That does not go to the Congress. It's not a bill passed or anything like that. That unelected federal bureaucrats basically make laws, and that's the way you're going to see it happen. I think.
And I can justify that what Russell's saying 100%, because we just fought tooth and nail. Tooth and nail to get a regulation taken out of federal motor carrier safety regulations that said you have to have your bunk made, your bed made in your truck when you get stopped for inspection, or that's a ticket. That's a violation if you don't have your bunk made.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, did that. Well, here's the thing: is Mexico's gonna be the testing grounds, okay? And I said this many years ago. New Mexico's gonna be the testing grounds, which it is. A friend of mine just told me last night that he works at Albertsons, right? Well, now he has to go get tested and show proof that he got tested or he can't work.
No! They got beat to that punch. You're not listening. The New Orleans Saints football team just got a shitload of fines for violating the COVID-19 protocol.
I saw that. But here, New Mexico is the testing grounds. Our governor's making sure of that, you know, and everything. But my friend yesterday told me that he can't go to work unless he goes for this test, which is mandatory now. Every 2 weeks, you got to get tested.
But yes, I mean,
listen, I'm saying you're gonna have these companies do this individually, and Costco's gonna be on the front line of it. First, it's gonna be their employee, and then it's gonna be, well, if you want to shop here at Costco, or you want to shop at Sam's, or you want to work at Amazon, you want to work at Ford, you want to work here or there, you've got to show your papers to get the job. And then the next step in that is going to go, well, for the safety of our employees, we are requiring the people who shop here to have a negative COVID test or their vaccination papers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're going to walk you right into it. And I don't know if there's really any way to stop that.
That's going to be the next phase. I agree.
Russell, you're not a cryogenic specialist, and neither am I. But we're educated. We went to school and this, that, and the other. Okay. Now my question is this: if you're going to have to ship this so-called vaccine in a refrigeration truck packed with dry ice at 97 degrees below zero, minus 97 degrees, okay, and this vaccine has to be kept like that, how are you going to administer this to people? How are you going to administer a frozen liquid vaccine to human beings? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to make it into ice cube suppositories and shove it up their ass? What are you going to do?
I was wondering that too. I mean, how are they going to
now you're going to, and now you're going to have the vaccine has to be kept at minus 97. The average body temperature is 96.9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as soon as you inject this vaccine from minus 97 degrees to plus 96.9 degrees, isn't that going to kill it? That's going to kill any antibodies in it? I mean, how
–
they're failing to explain how this works.
That's going
to
kill
the math ain't adding up. I mean, it's am I making sanity points, Russell? Are we trying to fit a square peg into a round hole here?
Well, what I want to know is, and I've been seeing it on the streamers on Newsmax and stuff like that, saying that the producers of this vaccine, I think there's two or three different companies that's got a version out, or I don't know, it may be the same fucking thing, who knows. But they said that the American people need to be aware of the side effects of the vaccine. But I haven't been able to find a word anywhere on what the side effects are. Have any of y'all seen any of that?
I haven't seen any side effects of it, but I'm gonna make a guess that a year from now people are gonna start seeing lawyers come on TV and if you had the COVID-19 vaccine and experienced these side effects or that side effect, you might be entitled to damages. But I can also tell the American public this: once this goes into ready phase for full distribution, don't be surprised if Halliburton has something to do with it. Can we agree on that, Russell? Can we agree on that?
Bill Gates? You mean Bill Gates?
No, Halliburton. Halliburton, the one that made true
military industrial complex.
Halliburton, the one that charged us what $75 to $100 for a sack of laundry for soldiers to wash a sack of laundry, you know, overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, don't be surprised if they don't get their foot in the door on this.
Well, guys, it's about that time. You guys want to continue, or do you want to close the show? Or
no, I got to load up. I got to load up heading to South Carolina tomorrow.
Yeah, I need to hit it too. I got an early day. I work 12 hours a day, and I got to get up at 02 to take care of some paperwork. So. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be back tomorrow night and everything, you know, this is a switch. I mean, we got away from politics for a change, you know, and everything, but we'll come back tomorrow night and same time, and we'll have some guests on all week. We're going to get that line up, and thank you for helping us out and coming back.
Sure.
We love you.
Love you too. Thanks for having me. Talk to y'all later. I'm
out. All right, everybody. Well, go ahead. Y'all be safe out there. Virgil, you be safe on the road as always. And we'll be back here tomorrow. So good night, everybody. Signing off.
Good night, Chesty. Well.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana.